Apollo 11, Houston, over. Go ahead. I just wanted to make sure you fellas hadn't gone back to sleep again. And also have a little bit of late news here if you'd like to find out what's happened in the last 12, 14 hours. Over.
Okay, go ahead.
Okie doke. Hot off the press here, we find Juan Carlos was formally designated yesterday, Tuesday, to become General Franco's successor as the Chief of State of Spain and eventual King. Juan Carlos will be sworn in today as his successor designate after taking an oath of loyalty to the law and the national movement, Spain's only legal political organization. He will apparently be called the Prince of Spain. House Ways and Means Committee also has agreed yesterday to tax changes affecting oil companies, also banks and utilities, which could add as much as $2 billion per year to the federal revenue. The committee also voted tentatively to change the accounting procedures for telephone, electric, gas, and oil pipeline companies, and to reduce tax benefits of mutual savings and loan institutions. So it looks as if tax reform may be on the way. Looking overseas, we find South Korea's first superhighway linking Seoul with the port of Incheon has been named the Apollo Highway to commemorate your trip. I think we mentioned last night that President Nixon has already started on his round-the-world trip, and today he is in San Francisco on his first stop, which will take him to the USS Hornet, from which he'll watch the return of your spacecraft. He plans to visit seven nations, including Romania, during this trip. He, as I think you also knew, had to miss the All-Star Baseball game yesterday, as it was rained out, but is being played today. The West Coast residents in Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, British Columbia, San Francisco, all plan to make their areas visible to the three of you by lighting their lights between 9 p.m. and midnight tonight, according to the Associated Press. We do have clear weather predicted there, so that you may be able to see Christmas lights, porch lights, door lights, and whatever may be turned on. A little closer to home here, back in Memphis, Tennessee, a young lady who is presently tipping the scales at 8 pounds, 2 ounces, was named a module by her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Lee McGee. It wasn't my idea, said Mrs. McGee, it was my husband's. She said she had balked at the name Lunar Module McGee because it didn't sound too good, but apparently they have compromised on just module. Over.
Oh.
Did you hear a few chuckles coming from that direction? And we do have a late report on the sports here also. The All-Star game currently being played. The present score at the end of the fourth inning has the National League leading the American League by 9-3. So the hitters are having a good day, as you can tell. And rain clouds are over the MSC area at the moment. It began raining here just about 10 minutes ago, and last report we were having a pretty heavy deluge. So that's it from the news front for the afternoon here, Apollo 11. Over.
Thank you very much, Owen. I think my yard could use some water.
That's very true. I've forgotten exactly how many days it did go, Buzz, but something like 30 days without rain, and we can appreciate the rain we're getting right now.
Yeah, that was Neil. Buzz, I wonder if you could find out when the last time my lawn was cut. Over.
That might be a little more difficult to find out. I'm not sure whether the whether Mike is ready to admit when he last did the job, but I'll look into that for you.
Well, he'll tell you. He's got a new mower.
Roger.
Hey, how's my chinch bugs out there doing?
Well, I'm not sure about yours. I can let you know about my own, and the report isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
Owen Gary, it is the capsule communicator here in Mission Control at this time.